Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action, even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic, nobody wants to hear your story. Yes, you heard me correctly. That's the topic. Nobody wants to hear your story. I know you're from somewhere. I know you've been through some things, plural. You may be going through something right now. You're probably going to go through some more stuff in the future. There is a story there that you do want to tell that you think could maybe entertain, inspire, touch the emotional cords of other people out there. The story may possibly have value, and I'm sure you believe it has value, but it may possibly have value sometime in the future. But right now, maybe for many of you, nobody wants to hear your story until or unless you become a success. That's when people want to hear your story. That's when people are going to want to know about you. They're going to ask the questions. They'll sit and listen to you, tell your story and talk about where you're from and what you've done and the setbacks that you've been through and how you were able to crawl and fight your way back and all the guts and glory and all that. But until then, all right, nobody wants to hear that shit. Now, I'm sure you have a story. Okay, I'm not discrediting the fact that you have a story. I mean, if you made it this far in your life, 15, 25, 38, 46 years, 72 years, you've been through some stuff. There's a story that can be told. There's a book that you can write. Listen, I suggest you write the book, the story of your life. Even if you're not the author type, you don't have any ambitions to be any type of literary superstar, write the story of your life just so your kids and your grandkids and your great-great grandkids can know it. If for no one else, if you don't even put it out to sell, you can at least leave it for your family. So listen, you have a story. And a mentor of mine once told me, she was telling me how people would come to her and they wanted to get into professional speaking, or they wanted to, you know, put themselves out there in the professional world and talk about whatever they were going to talk about. And the woman told me, she was like, Dre, every time somebody comes to me and they say that they want to get into professional speaking, I ask them a question. I say, well, first I ask them, what are they going to talk about? And they say whatever they're going to talk about. And then she asked them, why do you want to get into professional speaking? I mean, you have this thing that you could talk about. I mean, you could write books, you make videos, you could start a podcast, you can be a blogger. There's a lot of different ways that you can share this, you know, area of expertise, if we even want to call it that. Why do you want to be a professional speaker? And often the answer that people will give is, well, I have a story. I have this thing that I've been through. I've been through this situation. I think if other young men who came from where I came from heard my story, they would be inspired. Or if other women who started a business like me heard it, they would be inspired. Or if other people who played the same sport that I played heard my story, then, you know, that could spread my name. More people could get value from my story. And I think it would help a whole lot of people out. And this is what she would say back to people. Anyone who said, I want to get into the speaking world because I have a story, you know, because we all know that professional speaking means that you get on the stage and you actually talk about whatever it is you're talking about. And people listen to it and hopefully it inspires or motivates or informs or does something to or for them so that they're doing something differently at the end of that speech. Many people say they want to do that because they have a story to tell. And this is what she would say back to them. Listen, go to church on Sunday and testify. If you have an inspiring story, if you've been through a whole lot of shit, you've been down and out and you've been able to fight your way back, and that's the only thing that you have to offer, go to church on Sunday, and when the deacon asks, hey, who wants to testify, who wants to share a testimony, or who wants to tell a story, or who has something to say, who just wants to stand up and speak on it, whatever you want to speak on, you can stand up every Sunday and say whatever you want to say. You can tell your story there all day. That's what she would tell people. Because in the business world, people, and that's really what we're talking about here, we're not just talking about life in general. We're talking about in the business world. And every single one of us is in the business world just by being alive by default. In business, people want results more than they want your story. Now, your story may play a part in helping people get to those results, but the results matter more than just the story. Or if we want a story, we can go to the movies. But if I'm paying to hear from you, I don't want to just hear your story. I want to know the results that you're going to help me achieve. What am I going to get as a result of what you're offering? The person next to you, they have a story. The person on the other side of you who's also next to you, they have a story. And some of us will one day get to tell our stories to a wide-ranging audience of people who never met us before, who will be interested in hearing our story. But understand something, not all of us are going to get to tell that story. And even those of us who do get to tell the story, the reason we get to tell the story is not because we've been through more shit than you've been through, not because we are better storytellers than you are, not because our story is just more emotional, or it's more of a roller coaster ride, or we are just able to package it up better than you. None of those are the reasons why some people get to tell their stories and other people do not. In today's episode, as we get into these points, I'm going to explain to you exactly how and why your story may one day matter, or why you may go through all your days and it won't ever matter. Point number one. Today's topic is no one wants to hear your story until. Point number one is this: sympathy has its limits. There's only so much any of us as human beings, no matter how empathetic or compassionate you consider yourself to be, there's only so much that we can feel sorry for someone else's misfortune or setbacks or the rough path that they've been on. We can only feel that for so long. If that person never at any point picks themselves up and gets back on the horse, so to speak, and gets back to doing whatever it is that they want to do, or whatever they set out to do, or whatever they believe they can do. However, even though sympathy has its limits, we all love, every human being is a sucker for a great redemption / comeback story, more than anything. We all love those kind of stories. Someone was on their way towards success, then something happened. Things started to go terrible for them. Looked like they would never get to that success that they had been on the golden path to before. Then they figure it out. They fight back. They steer back. And they get back to that point that they used to be at and even surpass it and become a success. Whatever way we want to define success. We love that story. We'll eat those stories up all day, every day, twice on Sunday, as they say. We love a comeback story. Everybody want to hear that. But understand that you got to turn that comeback into a win before anybody wants to hear the story. I mean, think about it. If you are on your way to success and then you fall off that path of success because something happened, some setback, maybe something that you caused, maybe something that was just a stroke of bad luck, maybe someone outside of yourself did something that had an effect on you and it pushed you back on your path of success. Is everything about it is true. It all actually happened. You were there. You saw it. You witnessed it. You lived through it. People don't want to hear that story until you're able to fight back and make it into a success. That's the part people want to hear about, is the happy ending that people want. See, until your story has a happy ending, a successful ending, nobody wants to hear the beginning. Nobody wants to hear about the middle. Nobody cares about the characters. We don't care about a story until the happy ending has been achieved. Not while you're in the process of creating a happy ending. Not while you're just starting out. We want to hear it after the result has been achieved. Point number two. Today's topic is no one wants to hear your story until. Well, you remember that no matter what you do for a living, even if you're in a position right now where you're not doing anything for a living because you're trying to figure out your path, or you're in between jobs, or you might start another business, you might not, you're not quite sure right now. Remember that no matter what you do, you are in a performance-based business, meaning the business goes to the people who perform. That's how it works. And no business goes to those who don't perform. Results are what matter in business. So performing, meaning you produce results. That's what I mean when I say you perform. Results are the thing that matter, and you need to depend on producing results as your value over anybody being wowed by your story. Don't think just because you've been through all these things and you dealt with this situation and that one over here and these things happened to you, these things happened for you, or these things didn't happen to you or for you. Don't think that that alone is going to get you the business that you want. And again, all of life is a business. Depend more on producing results. Depend more on your ability to perform, because your ability to perform can benefit other people. Your story alone doesn't really benefit people. Your story can be entertaining. It can be emotional. It can be a hell of a story. It can be people be like, wow, I don't even believe that could actually happen to a person. All of those things could apply to your story and your life. But understand, there's only so much of that we can take before we got to get back to our own business. And being that life is a performance-based business, if you can help people produce results on their own, you can help people create success through you, through what you have to share, through what you have to offer, not just your story, but something tangible that people can utilize that's going to help them produce results, that's performance. And that's where the business comes from, because you are in a performance-based business. Results are more dependable, a more dependable product to sell than a story. Now, your story can help frame the results that you're going to produce. See, this is how your story and your performance can go together. All right, so I was in this situation. I wanted to play a sport, but I wasn't too good at the sport. Then I started working on my game, and then I started using this process that I came up with to work on my game, and that process helped my game get a whole lot better. Then I got good, and I became a professional at my sport, and I produced all these results. Now, that process that I came up with, that I stumbled upon, that turned my terrible story into a great story, I'm going to show you that process. That's the performance. Those are where the results come from, and that's how you can create business. So you see how I weaved in right there in that little anecdote. There was a little bit of story. There was a little bit of process. The results got produced. That's what people buy. And having that story for yourself can help you brand that offering, help you brand it in such a way that nobody else can just go and take it and say the exact same thing, because they wouldn't be telling the truth. The story wouldn't match up to their life. So depend on producing results as your value over just blowing people away with your story. The reason is not everybody has a process or a way of producing results. Not everybody has a way to help other people perform, but everybody has a story. So just because you have a story doesn't mean other people are going to be interested in it, because every single one of us has one too. But results producing performance, not everybody has that. So that's what can make you stand out. Weave the two together. Learn to weave the two together. Sell them as a package deal. And that's when you can create great business. Not everybody's always open to hearing the story. You know, we don't always want to hear a story. We don't always want to offer a sympathetic ear to somebody. Some people more than others, but some people not at all. But understand, everybody's always interested in results. Now, you'll never find a person who's not interested in producing some results if you have a way of helping them do so. That's where the business comes from. Point number three. Today's topic is, no one wants to hear your story until. Since you're going to go through a whole lot of shit anyway in your life, I mean, how much shit have you been through already in your life? Probably a healthy amount, right? Since you're going to go through a lot anyway, you might as well make a victory of it and become a success. You might as well make enough of a victory of it that your story starts to matter to other people. I mean, you went through so much. Wouldn't it be a shame if you went through all of this time in your life, 50 years, 40 years, 80 years, 100 years of your life, and nobody gets to hear it? Nobody is interested in knowing about it. You write it down, but nobody wants to read it. Wouldn't that be a shame? I mean, all that time invested, and you can't even share it with the world. You can't even share it with somebody who might see value in it. Understand something. There are people who can see value in your story, even if you are a complete failure. But they're not going to, you can't sell them on that. The only way you can sell someone on hearing your story is if you had a success at the end. So since you're going to go through a whole lot of stuff in your life from this point forward, and you've already been through plenty of stuff in your life up to this point, you might as well make the end of your life that happy ending, or at least create a happy ending at some point in your life is a better way of saying it, because we don't know when the end is, right? So you might as well create a happy ending at some point or points, plural, in your life. Why? Because every time you create a happy ending in your life, every time you create a success, you produce a result, a tangible result that people can see and feel, and it can be, it's noted. Now your story starts to matter. Now people are interested in hearing that story. Now you become more, the word people like to use these days is relevant. I don't even like using that word that often, but it fits here. Your story becomes more interesting, more valuable, more sought out every time you produce a result. So since you have a story anyway, there's only two options of what could happen with that story. One, nobody cares about it. Two, a bunch of people want to hear it. In order to get to that second one, you just got to produce results. So since you have a story, instead of letting it go to waste, that whole 67 years of time that you're going to have spent on this planet, instead of letting that 67 years go to waste and nobody getting the story and it just goes to the graveyard with you, the most valuable real estate on earth, by the way, you might as well make it something worth sharing. The only way you do that is by creating success, not just for yourself, but also for others. And it's pretty hard to create success for yourself without creating some success for others in some way, shape, or form. Everything that you go through is more material for sharing your story, but understand only after you have created a success of yourself. Once you create that success of yourself, then you can start going around letting people know, listen, I created this success, this is how it's done, and here's the story. Notice the order of operations there. Say it once more. I created this success. That's your credibility. This is how I did it. This is the performance and the results. And this is the story. Here's the little part about me. And this is the order in which people are paying attention to what you're doing. People don't really care about you. We all care about ourselves more than we care about anybody else. We're all narcissists. Even though many people, when they're on their moral soap boxes, like to point out other people being narcissists, other people only caring about themselves. And the people that do that the most are the ones who are the most narcissistic of everybody. Everybody's a narcissist. We're first of all thinking about our own interests and our own needs. So the first thing you do when you're dealing with another person, give them your credibility. Let them know why they should stop thinking about themselves and at least give you 30 seconds of their attention. That's your credibility. This is what I've done. This is what I've achieved. My results that I produced. Quickly now, because you don't have that much time, now you tell them how you could actually help them do the exact same thing. Because that's really what they want to know. You could have opened with that, but they weren't sure if they even need to listen to you. I mean, there are 8 billion people on this planet. We listen to everybody who has something to say to us. We never have any time for ourselves. So the first thing is you get their attention by sharing your credibility. Second thing is, this is how it's done. This is the part that helps you. This is what's in it for you, miss or sir. This is what's in it for you. Then the third thing is, all right, this is the process that it happened. This is the story that goes behind it. And that part, I mean, is actually optional because people don't really give a damn about your story, like I told you. If you come into people with your story, they don't care about it. Now, if they're coming to you and asking about it, that's a different thing. But the result is what matters. When you can lead with the result, you can get anybody's attention. As long as you're offering a result they're actually interested in, just to be clear. Let's recap today's topic, which is no one wants to hear your story until, even though you have a story. Someone told me that people will come to her and ask her, a business person this is, come to her and ask her, hey, how do I get into the world of professional speaking? And she would ask those people, why do you want to do professional speaking? And they would say, because I have a story. And she would say, if you have a story, go to church. Go to your place of worship and you can tell your story to the congregation as often as you want. If you're going to get into the business world, you got to produce results. That's what people pay for. People don't pay for a story. They pay for results. The person next to you has a story. To your left, to your right, person in front of you, the person behind you, person you walk by on the street, you don't even know who they are. Everybody has a story. Some of us will one day get to tell our stories, but not everybody. That's just the truth. And here's why. Point number one, sympathy has its limits. We can feel sorry for someone's misfortune for only so long if that person never picks themselves up and gets back on the horse and gets back to doing whatever it is they're aiming to do. But we do love a redemption slash comeback story more than anything. And everybody want to hear that story only if and when that comeback story gets turned into a success. When it turns into a success, then everybody's going to want to hear the story. But until then, nobody gives a damn where you've been through, what you've been through, where you've been, what you've had to overcome, what you're facing right now. It doesn't matter until you produce success. You want people to know your story, create success for yourself and for others. Point number two, Remember that you're in a performance-based business. It's called life. Results are the only thing that matter depend on producing results as your value over anybody being wowed by your story. The simple reason is everybody has a story. If there are 10 people in a room, there are 10 stories in a room. But the person who's able to produce results in a certain way, and you can teach it to somebody else, you can show it to somebody else, you can transfer it to someone else. Out of those 10 people in a room, I'd venture to guess maybe one or two has that. So just by the fact that it's rare, just by the simple truth of scarcity, the ability to produce results is more valuable than a story, because there's no one you will ever meet who does not have a story. That's a fact. Go try and find somebody. Point number three, since you're going to go through a whole lot of stuff anyway on your path in life, you might as well make a victory of it. Might as well make a success story of it. Notice why we call it a success story. And become that results producing individual, that performer who produces results. Everything you go through is more material for sharing your story. But only after you've made a success of yourself will you ever get a chance, or will you ever be asked to share that story. I mean, you can share your story. You can go record audio right now on your phone, or go make a YouTube video and tell your whole life story if you want to. Now, who's going to want to listen to it is the question. Not whether you can do it or not, but who wants to hear it? So save your story from when after you produce results and people start asking you for it. Then start telling it, and then look, hey, you could even charge them for it. Now let's talk about what's going on in the game group. In the game group, of course, we focus on business. We focus on personal development. If you're an athlete, being an athlete is a business. If you're an entrepreneur, of course, we know entrepreneurship is a business. Freelancing, working in a professional world, all of these are businesses. In the game group, of course, we had a forum where any questions or challenges you're dealing with, let's just talk about that today. You can leave those in the forum, get a detailed answer from me, maybe in the form of a new piece of media. I may answer it directly right there for you. May get answered by somebody else in the forum who sees your challenge or question that has something to offer you. But the forum is a place where you can get specific and also get specific with your question, and also you can receive specifically in your answers. So that's the great thing about the forum, a place where it's just an open, I guess you could call it a Q&A, but it can go a lot deeper than just a surface level. Ask a question, get a simple answer, because your question probably is not that simple. As if it was, you probably wouldn't be asking it. So that's what we have in the game group forum. Of course, in the game group, you have every episode of the Work On Your Game podcast and a whole lot of other stuff that we are adding to the game group membership all the time. Go look at if you're a member of the game group, you go look in the member portal. You can see that I'm adding stuff in there that I didn't even talk about before you joined the game group, but it's in there. And those of you who are not members, go to dreallday.com/game group. You can get full details on what you get in that membership. And if you only got one thing, this podcast every single day for 52 cents a day, is it worth it? Yes or no? Work on your game. dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out, so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.